from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, more bad news for New Jersey commuters as it will likely cost you more to fill up the gas tank starting in January. That's when a new gas tax rate will go into effect, an increase of 2.6 cents per gallon. The fee will go towards the state's Transportation Trust Fund that's used to pay for road and bridge projects. Speaking last week in front of the venue that will host a match in the 2026 World Cup, New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer said officials can draw on past experiences managing big events.
There are good lessons from when we hosted the Super Bowl here at MetLife in 2014. Back then, it cost about $81 million when all said and done. And Jersey and other agencies ended up getting stuck with a bill of about $40 million in unreimbursed expenses.
Gottheimer announced a bipartisan letter seeking federal dollars to cover the security costs of the match at MetLife. New protests in Tel Aviv to call for a hostage deal after Hamas released new video appearing to show American hostage Edon Alexander, a New Jersey native, held in Gaza. In the video made more than 400 days after he was taken, Alexander addresses Israel's prime minister, President-elect Trump, and his family. Edon's mother says the video gives them hope.
Suddenly to see him alive and speaking, and when he cried, I just want to hold him, and I want him to know that we are doing everything that we can to bring him home.
Alexander graduated from Tenafly High School in 2023 and at 19 joined the Israeli military. Online predators, they are lurking on social media sites, gaming platforms, and chat rooms looking for the opportunity to exploit your children. The FBI estimates that 500,000 predators are online daily, with kids between the ages of 12 and 15 most at risk. Join us for a New Jersey 101.5 town hall targeted protecting New Jersey children from online predators, happening this Thursday night at 7. Watch it on our Facebook page, nj1015.com, or listen right here on New Jersey 101.5. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. Black Friday has come and gone, and U.S. shoppers this year spent around $10.8 billion online, according to Adobe Analytics. That's up 10% from last year. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 128 points. Call Guaranteed Service today at 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 and stay cozy all winter long guaranteed. Is any messy weather on the way? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We still have a chance of snow plugged into the forecast for Wednesday night into Thursday. It's not a big deal. Maybe an inch of accumulation in spots. That's the high end of the forecast. Honestly, the bigger impact of that storm system might be wind, gusting as high as 40 miles an hour on Thursday, ushering in a fresh batch of cold air. Tonight's going to be cold, clear skies, calm winds, low temperatures tonight in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs only make it to around 40. Into the lower 40s on Wednesday with increasing clouds and an increasing breeze. Snow and rain showers expected early Thursday morning. Light accumulations and slippery spots are possible. Then a windy, blustery day, pushing temperatures downward from the lower 40s early Thursday into the 30s by late afternoon. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
And weather brought to you by the CSI Group Law Firm. Workplace discrimination, harassment, wrongfully terminated, or not receiving the wages you deserve. Don't suffer in silence. The experts at CSI Group Law Firm will take action. Visit fightforyourrights.com.
Right now, Jersey City 37 degrees, 35 in Woodbridge and Pemberton 36. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey 101.5.
Join the conversation.